T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Certainly got enough of this one, didn't he? An absolute bomb to straightaway center. Vladdy's first of the season.
Vlad Guerrero Jr. The Blue Jays got rolling last night. The Bisons get rolling this afternoon. 2:05 first pitch. Salem Field against the Rail Riders. Despite the attempt by another minor league team to get us on the wide receiver train to root for them, we cannot do that because, of course, they're playing our Bisons today. Pat Malacaro, voice of the Bisons, is on the Western Hotline. And I believe, Pat, you are like at the field overlooking a sunny Salem Field right now?
I am. I'm in the home broadcast booth, Joe. Great to join you this afternoon and this morning. And Duke McGuire and myself will be here starting at 1 o'clock or 1:05 on the Bet 1520. And, look, the field's in great shape. And we've been getting everything ready here at the ballpark over the last, really, since the season ended in September. But really excited for what this year could look like in terms of the prospects here in Buffalo.
All right. We'll talk about the team. We'll talk about, you know, there's cool promotional nights this year as well. New food items, too, probably, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of new items. One of them, crab cakes. So, you know, your traditional Salem's hot dog here at the ballpark, but also, you know, venture into some other things as well. And that's the one thing this year is, in addition to the new food items, one thing to note for fans is we are going cashless here at the ballpark. So all in terms of convenience and moving people in and out of line as quickly as possible. We want you to get back to your seats quickly. Also, you can order all your food items with the Spot On app. You can order from your seat. We'll tell you when it's ready. You go back to the concession stand, miss maybe one pitch, maybe miss no pitches in the game, and you know that's where we are. It's 2024, right? Like fans, you come to expect these things when you go to sporting events.
Definitely, I did not know about the app. That's cool. Like, did you just sit in your seat and then you're ready to go pick it up? They bring it to you. How does that? Do you know how that works?
You'll go pick it up at the concession stand, and also I know that's very popular at a lot of other minor league parks in terms of the KeyBank Center in Highmark, a grab-and-go station. So maybe you just want something quick. We've got those options. You can grab your drink, grab your snack, pay for it, go back to your seat. You don't have to wait in a traditional line like you would for a lot of other food items.
All right. Bisons and Rail Riders today, 2:05. Pat mentioned pregame starts at 1:05 on our sister station, the Bet 1520. So how about this team this year, Pat? You mentioned prospects. I know there will be one on the mound today expected for the Bisons. So in terms of, like, if you're looking for exciting, up-and-coming future Blue Jays, what are we looking for the team this year?
Yeah, you're right. It starts right with the opening day starter in Ricky Tiedemann. He made his Triple-A debut last year, pitched 4 innings, and he was somebody who was hurt a lot last year. A left-handed starter. He's rated not only the top Blue Jay prospect, but number 29 overall by MLB Pipeline and the second-best left-handed pitching prospect in the minors going into this year. Pitched so well at the Arizona Fall League. He was the pitcher of the league, an all-star in that league as well. And somebody who really, you talk about the Blue Jays looking to find that next group of talent, he could be an everyday starter for Toronto in the near future. I think still needs some work here in Buffalo, especially because he didn't throw many innings last year. But with Tiedemann at the top, he anchors one of 4 of the top 6 prospects in the organization for the Blue Jays. And a lot of names that fans would have known last year if you came to a game. Orelvis Martinez, he's the second-rated prospect. He'll probably play a lot of second base this year. That's because Leo Jimenez, who made his AAA debut late in last season, is going to be probably your everyday shortstop. So up the middle, that's about as good of a middle infield combination prospect-wise the Bisons have had in years. And Addison Barger, who had a little bit of an injury setback last year, but a guy who's already he's still very young, still growing into a major league prospect talent pool. He's going to start at third base today, expected for the Bisons. Can play a lot of right field as well. So you talk about the Blue Jays maybe not needing that option at third base right now. You can maybe plug Addison Barger into the outfield. He's a natural athlete. His arm, Joe, when I say this, I'm not exaggerating. Mm-hmm. He could stand with his back against the wall in right field where the 325 marker is and throw one hop to third base. He's that strong. So it not everybody can do that. He can. He's that good of an athlete. So there's a lot of prospects here.
Yeah, that's arm talent. That's just like flick of the wrist. Can just move off his hand that quickly.
Oh, yeah. It's impressive.
We not for the team today, but I know that the Bisons were even talking about or got a question about this week. But Joey Votto, who's in the Blue Jays organization right now, will not be playing today. I think he's dealing with an injury, maybe. Do you think he's gonna play here at some point?
I do, and yeah, he rolled his ankle after hitting a home run in a Major League spring training game. Now, the thing to note about Joey Votto, he signed a minor league deal, so he is not on the Blue Jays injured list. Potentially going to rehab. I expect Joey Votto to be here in Buffalo soon. He's going to, from all reports reading what John Schneider, the Blue Jay manager, mentioned before their opener yesterday, he's getting close to being back in game action, maybe playing a couple of games down in Dunedin at the spring training complex. Make sure the ankle's okay. It was a minor setback, but when he's ready, I think Joey Votto will be an everyday player in the Bisons lineup, whether it's at DH or first base, because he's not coming here just to try and be a contributor.
Yeah.
He's coming here to get back into form and with the expectation that he still does believe, multi-time All-Star, growing up a Blue Jay fan, he wants to be in a Blue Jay uniform. So he could really be, you know, one of those things that, you know, Blue Jay fans across the border come down. They want to see Joey Votto. I think you'll have a chance to see him very soon.
That's awesome. I mean,
yeah.
He is, I mean, multi All-Star MVP, like, in his past. So, like, in terms of, I know he's, what is he, 40 at this point? So he's trying to work his way back to the major.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But, Pat, like, in terms of, like, star power in the minor leagues in general right now versus even just all time. Like, I know Jose Reyes had a time with the Bisons. Like, this will be one of the biggest names that's ever appeared in that uniform, no?
Yeah, especially in the modern era. I think the best equivalent will be Jim Thome, who actually rehabbed with the Bisons for a couple of playoff games. And, it goes into the Hall of Fame eventually for his career. Look, Joey Votto's he's in the conversation for could he be a Hall of Famer with his, you mentioned, the NL MVP, a couple of gold gloves under his belt, and just he's been a pro hitter at the plate. So I do think this would be one of the signature moments of the Bisons and Blue Jay affiliation, you know, with everything that we've had, the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. home run leading into this. You know, he's probably, in terms of the prospects, the biggest prospect with the expectations and what he's gone on to do we've had here in the modern era, dating back to the 80s. And Joey Votto, in terms of established veteran players, could be right in that conversation with someone like Jim Thome or CeCe Sabathia.
Very, very cool. Pat Malacaro on the Western Hotline. Bisons today, 205 against the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. So in terms of the Knights, always fun, right, to look at what we've got for Knights coming up. I think the first of which will be, what, Star Wars Night coming up in May?
Yeah, it's a little bit earlier this year, just the way the schedule fell. May 25th is Star Wars Night here at the ballpark. That's back on the calendar this year. I mentioned to someone yesterday, I was always jealous as a kid growing up in Buffalo. My school never came to the Kids' Day game, that 11:05 game.
Uh-huh.
We've got one of those on the schedule again this year, late May, early June, kind of right in that sweet spot of last year as well. Father's Day and Mother's Day, the Bisons are home both of those days this year. We'll have some promotions for that. The Independence Eve Key Bank celebration with the BPO, July 3rd, will be on the docket. But really, the one thing I'm excited for this year, we're going to play three games, the Bisons will, as Luce Stay Buffalo, the Lights of Buffalo, in partnership with our friends in the Latin American community and the Latin American Heritage Council here in Buffalo. The Bisons are taking part in the Copa de la Diversión program, which celebrates Latin American heritage in baseball. I don't think many people know that Roberto Clemente's first professional hit came in Buffalo as a minor leaguer. I mean, that's
really
some history there. Yeah, and it was, I believe he was playing for Montreal, the same team that eventually Jackie Robinson had preceded him on with the Montreal Royals. Mm-hmm. He had his first pro hit in Buffalo. So it's stories like that, and even just some of the local talent and young players in Latin American community here in Buffalo that can be highlighted for what they've done in the community. I think it's going to be such a great partnership, and we're definitely excited about celebrating that.
Awesome. Very cool. Also, I saw Obscure Jersey Knights back.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Love that. I love Obscure Jersey Night. I can't wait to talk about that. I've got, I don't know if you heard my conversation or tweet about this last week. I'm going for the obscure hats now. I've got one of those. Are you into the upside down fad that you're seeing with hats? Because I've got a Bisons hat that is an upside down Bisons logo.
You know what? I'll admit I hadn't seen that yet,
right,
but I'm going to have to check it out now. And yeah,
I'll show you.
It's, yeah, in terms of like the colors of different hats now, and I think right down the street here on Delaware, you can go and check out any. Color in the rainbow of our Bison hats. It's great.
Yeah. So for some retro gear, I saw two of the Bison will have available this year. Last thing I wanted to get to with you. The Bisons are co-hosting an eclipse event, correct, with NASA?
Yes. On April the 8th, we'll have it's a free event. If you go online and get a ticket ahead of time, there is a $1 convenience fee that it's part of signing up early and getting your ticket early. But you can come out of the ballpark. We were on the field yesterday right about the time of what would be the path or the total eclipse, and you'll have a great view of seeing it. We'll have NASA scientists here who are kind of explaining what's going on as the sun and moon get set to, the moon goes in front of the sun and all that. So it's not only do you get to come out in a wide open setting like the ballpark and see the total eclipse, but you also learn a little bit about the science behind all of it too. So I think that's one thing that makes the event here pretty unique in 10 days from now.
All right, very cool. Lastly, the Sabres, Pat. What are we going to do with this? Are you thinking that a coaching change is right for them? I don't know that they'll do it. It sounds, in the last day or so, maybe that we shouldn't completely rule it out. Maybe it's still unlikely. Just Pat, like I get to a point, like what else is this offseason going to be if it's not a different coach? Like I don't expect some giant roster overhaul.
Right, because the Sabres have decided, and I think rightly, you've got your core and you've locked them up, and you really don't have the cap space unless you make a blockbuster move to create some of that room. So I guess I keep coming back to, you know, Don Granato, when he took the job, when he was named the interim head coach in that shortened season, there's so many players made strides. And, you know, I think he unlocked a lot of good things in a lot of players. Look, mm-hmm. I think moving Tage Thompson to center was a really smart thing that maybe not every coach would have done. So you look at all the positives and the things that he's brought to the table. But this team, you know, they should be a playoff team. So I think mm-hmm. that's the question right now is, do you think that going into next year, is he the right guy to lead you to the playoffs? And I think that's what Kevin Adams is going to have to decide.
7 o'clock tonight against the Devils. Before that, of course, at Salem Field, 205, Bisons and Rail Riders for opening day. It's going to be a little chilly. The sun will be out, though, at least, right?
So yeah, and it's one of those things. If you're in the sun, it'll probably feel like 60s. If you're in the shade, it'll probably feel like the 20s. It's a typical Buffalo day.
Yep, definitely. All right, Pat, thanks for this. Enjoy today. Enjoy the season, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Pat Malacaro at Salem Field. The picture that he posted on Twitter from the ballpark just chills. It looks like summer. It looks like summer. I know it probably doesn't feel like summer because it's, 37 degrees out right now. But, yeah, it looks like a great day to go watch a game. And like you said, if you're in the sun and most of the ballpark is in the sun, then it's probably not going to be that bad. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you've got a thought on the Sabres and the coaching conversation that we've had throughout this morning, let me know what you think. We'll have Greg Thompson, Cover 1, coming up at 9. They did a mock draft at Cover 1 that had interior offensive line to the Bills. I'm going to see if Greg can talk me into this as an idea. We'll see. That's coming up at 9 o'clock. Stay tuned. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.